Copyright 2011, JKP, Radha Madhav Dham. All rights reserved.
Swami Nikhilanand is a disciple of Jagat Guru Sri Kripaluji Maharaj. He resides at Radha Madhav Dham in Austin, Texas, which is the U.S. ashram of Jagat Guru Kripalu Parishad. He travels America preaching the philosophy of Sanatan Dharma as taught by Sri Kripaluji Maharaj. In this series, he introduces the philosophy of the Bhagavatam and explains how the Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Vedas and Upanishads and is beyond the philosophy of the Gita.
Radhe Radhe Govinda, श्री वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की। This is the third day of this Bhagavatam series, and so far in gist what I've told you is that the Bhagavatam is the greatest of all the Hindu scriptures. Although Vedas are the basis and the foundation for all the knowledge, but Bhagavatam being the essence of Vedas, Upanishads, and all the other scriptures is considered to be the final word. Bhagavatam is one of 18 Puranas which were produced by Vedavyasji, reproduced by him 5,000 years ago. And out of those 18 Puranas, Bhagavatam is said to be the greatest.
Nimnaganam yatha ganga devanam achyuto yatha vaishnavanam yatha shambhu Puranānāmidam tathā.
Bhagavatam says, just like among all the rivers, Gangaji is supreme. Among all the forms of God, Krishna is supreme. Among all of Krishna's devotees, Shambhu, God Shiva, is supreme. He's the greatest Vaishnava of all. Similarly, amongst all the Puranas, Bhagavatam is supreme. So that Bhagavatam we learned yesterday was given from Krishna to Brahma, from Brahma to Narad, from Narad to Vedavyasji. The same thing is told in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam says,
Kasmayena vibhasito yamatulo jnana pradipa pura tadrupena janaralaya munaye krishnaya tadrupina yogindraya tadatmanath bhagavadrataya karunyatas tat Shuddham Vimalam Vishokamamilam Vishokamamalam Satyam Param Bhimahi.
This verse tells that Krishna, sitting inside of Brahma's Antahkaran, he gave him the knowledge of Bhagavatam. Then the same Krishna, Tadrupine, the same Krishna gave the knowledge to Narad. Sitting in Narad's heart, he made him understand the Bhagavatam. And the same Krishna sitting in Vedavyasji's heart made him understand the Bhagavatam. Same Krishna sitting in Shukadevji's heart made him understand the Bhagavatam. And in fact, all of these personalities are Krishna himself. Brahma is one of the three main governors of our Brahmand. Naradji is said to be one of the 22 main dissensions of Bhagwan. This is told in the Bhagavatam itself. Vedavyasji as well, one of the avatar of Bhagwan, told in the Bhagavatam. And even Shukdevji is said to be an avatar of Krishna himself. Bhagavatam says,
Yogindraya namastasmai Shukaya Brahmarupine.
Shukdevji is Brahmarup. He is another form of Brahm. This had been indicated earlier in the Bhagavatam.
Tam sarvabhuta hridayam munimanatosmi.
Talking about Shukdevji heading for the forest and saying that when Vedavyasji was calling to him, described Shukdevji as being the one who sits in the heart of everybody and knows all of their thoughts. Antaryami. So who is Antaryami like that? God is. So Shukdev ji is also an avatar of Krishna. So you can see all of these divine personalities are involved in producing the Bhagavatam in the world for us, to grace us with Krishna's leelas, so we have a means of doing devotion and attaining Him. Shukdev ji is also said to be Radharani's leela shuk. In the divine world there are all kinds of leelas. There are leelas, you can say, that are general leelas of Radha and Krishna, where all the Brajwasis get to take part. The gopis, gwalbals, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, gopis, Radha and Krishna are there. These are Brajras leelas. A more private leela, a more intimate form of that ras, and a higher form of that ras, is where only the gopis get to participate. So there are several kinds of such leelas. There are kunjaras leelas, nikunjaras leelas, nidhritinikunjaras leelas, meaning where all the gopis get to take part, where only the ashtamaha sakhya get to take part, or where only Radha and Krishna are there. So Shukdev ji actually has the form of a divine parrot in divine Vrindavan abode, and he has the right to go anywhere he wants. Anywhere Radharani is going, Shukdev ji flies ahead, goes in any kunj. She's in her palace, even gopis aren't around, Krishna isn't around. Shukdev ji can fly into her room. He goes anywhere he wants, takes part in any leela he wants. So he is Radharani's leela shuk. So that Shukdev ji learned the Bhagavatam from his father, Vedavyas, and later passed it on to Parikshit. So how did it end up coming to Parikshit? Parikshit, most of you know, is son of Abhimanyu and Uttara. Abhimanyu, of course, was killed during the Mahabharata war. Abhimanyu's father was Arjun, and his mother was Subhadra, Krishna's sister. So Parikshit is actually the grandson of Arjun. And when Arjun and Yudhishthir and everybody left this world, they installed Parikshit on the throne because Abhimanyu had been killed, so Parikshit was next in line for the throne. Parikshit got his name because Krishna had saved him in the womb. When Ashwatthama sent his Brahmastra to go and kill Parikshit in the womb so that Arjun's seed would be wiped out completely from this earth and there would be no heir to the Pandava's throne, at that time Krishna came and he saved him from that Brahmastra. So he actually got the divine vision of Krishna in the womb. Parikshit saw Krishna when he was in the womb, in his mother's womb. So when he came out, he was always looking in people's faces, looking for that one I saw when I was in the womb, who has the unlimited beauty with the bluish complexion. Where is he? I don't see him around. I want to see him. So Bhagavatam says, Garbhe drishtamanudhyayan paricheta nareshviha. They called him Parikshit because he was always doing parichan. Are you Krishna? Are you Krishna? Where is that one? I want to see him again. And hence he became known as Parikshit. So Parikshit was ruler of all of India, having inherited Yudhishthira's throne. Krishna's grandson, Aniruddha, had a son, Vajranab. Vajranab was made king of Mathura. So he was, you can say, under Parikshit. One day Parikshit came to visit Vajranab and he said, you know, they both had a lot of love for each other. In fact, Vajranab considered Parikshit to be like a father to him. And he received him very warmly when Parikshit came there to Mathura. Parikshit told him, your forefathers did so much to protect and help me and my forefathers. He says, if you ever need anything, you come to me. So Vajranath said, there's one thing bothering me. I am here as king of Mathura, means king of grudge. And there's nobody here. It's empty jungle. Where are all the subjects of my kingdom? I'm ruling here in Mathura and there's nobody here except for the queens of Dwarika, Krishna's 16,000 queens. Krishna, before destroying Dwarika, he had told Arjuna, you take the women and children and you bring them to Mathura. So there in Mathura, all of Krishna's queens were staying with Vajrana. So other than them, there's no one around. This whole Braj Mandal is like empty jungle. So where is everybody? What happened? So to answer this question, Parikshit thought the best person is Shandilya. He was Purohit of Nanda Baba. So let's call him and ask him. So he sent for Shandilya Maharshi. He came and they welcomed him, received him properly, and then Vajranabh asked him his question. So to answer that, Shandilya told some secrets about Braj. This is in the Bhagavat Mahatmya, part of Padma Puran, telling the greatness of Bhagavatam. He said, actually, Krishna and gopis and gwalvals, everybody is still here in Braj, but you can't see them. To make him understand this, he told that there are two kinds of leelas happening in Braj. He said, Krishna is always in Braj. Braj is that whole area. It's about 84 miles in diameter. A big area around Mathura. Mathura, you could say, is at the center of that area. So that area of Braj is where all of Krishna's leelas happen up until he left and went to Dwarika. So Krishna and Braj are one, is what Shandilya Maharshi told him. Braj is another form of Krishna. And Krishna is present in Braj. He told that the meaning of the word Braj is Vyapti. Means Krishna is Vyapt in every particle of Braj. So Krishna and Braj are not separate, first of all. And second of all, there are two kinds of Krishna Leelas. There are Vastavi Leelas and Vyavahariki Leelas. Vastavi Leelas are eternally happening. Right now, in Braj, there are Krishna Leelas happening. But only a saint who's qualified can actually see those Leelas. So Krishna and gopis and gwalvals are always there in Braj doing their Leelas. Those are Vastavi Leelas. Ordinary people can't see those. Vyavahariki Leelas means like 5,000 years ago when Krishna was there in another form, visible to material eyes. Those are Vyavahariki Leelas. So in those Leelas, when Krishna is actually appearing on the earth planet, although he's always there in Braj, but when he takes avatar, which means he's visible even to ordinary people, in those Leelas that happen, there are three types of people who participate. There are his eternal associates from his divine abode, like eternal gopis, eternal gwalvals. They come and they help perform all those Leelas with Krishna. So they have descended from the divine world and appeared with Krishna. Then there are some saints who had not actually attained Krishna, so they weren't eternally with Krishna in the divine world. They had attained some other form of God. Like there are examples of some saints who attained Bhagwan Ram during his descension, the sages of Dandak Forest. And they got a chance to come because they had a desire to receive that kind of ras that Ram doesn't give, but which Krishna gives. So Ram graced them. He said, when I come again as Krishna, Krishna avatare yuyam gopika bhutva mama lingat. Krishna Upanishad tells this akhyan that Ram told those sages, you want to get my alingam, but I can't do that as Ram. I'm Maryada Purushottam. So when I come again as Krishna, you will come as gopis and you can have that kind of prem ras. So they did come again as gopis. That's the second class. Those saints who were already saints, but they weren't with Krishna in the divine world, they had attained another form of God. So there are many such saints. And then the third class are devatas from the celestial abodes who came also because Krishna told them, you come, take birth on the earth planet, and you'll also take part in my leelas, and you'll get to experience that. Among them were also the richas of the Vedas. Each mantra of the Ved has a personal form, like a goddess. So they also came from, they're actually from Vaikunth abode, but they stay in the celestial abodes during Srishti. So they also came as gopis and got to take part in Krishna's leelas. So Shandilya said, when Krishna goes back to the divine world, leaving this earth planet, those, you can say the third class of individual who gets to take part in Krishna's leelas, they go back to Swarga. The second class who are receiving Krishna prema for the very first time, they get to join in now and become part of his eternal associates. And all of those eternal associates, they disappear from this earth planet, but they're always there in Raj, doing Krishna leelas all the time, but they can't be seen with material eyes. So he told Vajranab that basically all of your praja disappeared. They went back to Swarga or they went back to the divine world because all of the residents of Braj had come to take part in Krishna leelas. They were not ordinary people like us who are just residing there by accident. No, they were all, it was all pre-planned. So when Krishna left, they all left with him, leaving empty jungle, which got overgrown, and no towns, nothing, just an empty countryside. People even forgot what leela happened at what place. Nobody knew any of that. So Shandilya also told Vajranab, with my grace, you are going to be able to recognize all these leela places. And you're going to establish towns at each of these places. So what I want you to do, go to Mathura, go to these holy places, Barsana, Nandagaon, Gokul, Govardhan. Go to these places, make yourself a little hut in each of these places and go there and do devotion to Krishna. Keep thinking about Krishna leelas. If you do that, one day you will get to hear the Bhagavatam from Uddhav. And you will understand all of these secrets about Braj, about Krishna, and about his leelas. And with that, Shandilya returned to his ashram. So Vajranath did as he was told. He went, did devotion, he established towns in all of these places. He actually, with the grace of Shandilya Maharshi, he recognized, was able to know, this Krishna leela happened here. So then he named that town after accordingly. And he built, he put murtis, established murtis there, built temples, had ponds made, kunjas, gardens, had wells dug, and Parikshit, because he was king and he was based in modern day Delhi, Hastinapur, Indraprastha. He brought thousands of wealthy sages from Delhi area and had them come to Mathura. So they sponsored all of this development that happened there. And he also brought many Brahmins. And in this way, the whole area was re-established with everybody knowing that all this play, this leela happened here and that leela happened there, and Krishna devotion became established again in the Braj area. So it so happened that one day, those queens, Krishna's queens, who were living there in Mathura with Vajranab, they saw that Kalindi, Kalindi was one of the eight main queens of Krishna, like Rukmini, Satyabhama. Kalindi, those other 16,000 queens noticed, she doesn't seem to be suffering in separation of Krishna like we are. Ever since Krishna left, we're just feeling so much pain of separation from him. And Kalindi is just sitting there, nimagna. We have to ask her what her secret is. So they went and they told her this, you know, what? Why aren't you feeling the pain of Krishna's separation? So she told them, Radha is Krishna's Atma. And Radha and Krishna are not separate, they're one and the same. These are Kalindi's words, she's telling the queens. And all of Krishna's queens are Ansh of Radha. It means they're a part of her personality. So, I just think of Radha all the time and I'm always serving her. Thus, I don't feel any separation from Krishna. And actually, the thing that would help you the most is if you got to hear the Bhagavatam from Uddhava. He came and met the gopis one time. He was sent by Krishna and he also heard the Bhagavatam from Krishna himself. That would really help you. So those queens said, how can we find Uddhava? We accept ourselves as dasis of Radharani now, they told her. But please tell us, how can we quickly find Uddhavji so that we can hear Bhagavatam from him? So, she said, actually Krishna sent him, when he was leaving the earth planet, he sent Uddhav to Badrikashram. But in another form he resides in Braj, as a flowering creeper near Govardhan Hill. Because he had asked Krishna for that boon after meeting gopis, he said, I want to be able to stay here in Braj so that I can get the foot dust of the gopis again and again and again. And Krishna had granted him that wish. So he's there, you can't see him, but he's there near Govardhan. So what you have to do is organize a big Kirtan Mahotsav at Kusum Sarovar, just on the edge of Govardhan Hill. Start with this big Kirtan Mahotsav and Uddhav will appear. That's what you have to do. So all the queens went to Vajranab and Parikshit and they told them, you know, everything that Kalindi had said. So they immediately made the arrangements and they brought everybody there to Kusum Sarovar, which is still there today, by the way. You can go and visit beautiful Kusum Sarovar just near Govardhan Hill. So there, a big chanting intensive was organized. And once they started, of course, all the local residents came as well and joined in. And in the middle of everybody appeared Uddhavji. And he appeared, came chanting Krishna Leelas. And seeing everybody there doing Krishna devotion, he paid his respects to everybody. And he came to Parikshit and he embraced him. And he said, in order to help these queens, I'm going to tell Bhagavatam. I'm going to tell Bhagavatam for 1 month. He said, I got to hear Bhagavatam one time for a whole month, and just because of that, I got to become Krishna's sakha, his close personal friend. Such is the power of Bhagavatam. And when Krishna was leaving this earth planet, Uddhav says, I asked him, how can you leave? What are your devotees going to do now? He said, don't worry. I'm entering into Bhagavatam. I myself am in the Bhagavatam. So Uddhav said, that's why if anyone really would wholeheartedly reads or hears or chants Bhagavatam, Krishna comes to that place. So he said, I'm going to tell Bhagavatam for 1 whole month, and through that, these queens will get what they desire. But Parikshit, the thing is, that as soon as Krishna disappeared from this earth planet, Kaliyuga began. So Kaliyuga is going to try to do something to disrupt this Bhagavat Katha. So you go out, he instructed him, conquer the entire world. Do Digvijay of the entire earth planet, and in the process, subdue Kaliyuga. So Parikshit said, I will definitely follow what you're telling me to do, but I have one question. When will I get to hear Bhagavatam? you're telling Bhagavatam and sending me away. I want to hear Bhagavatam. So he said, you don't worry. You're going to get to hear Bhagavatam from Shukdev ji, and through that, the whole world is going to get to know about Bhagavatam. So Parikshit went, and he conquered the entire earth planet. And while he was doing that, he came upon Kaliyug in the form of a man, a very, you can say, uneducated, low-class man, but dressed up like a king. And he was beating a bull and a cow. The bull was Dharma, and the cow was Prithvi, Mother Earth. That bull, Dharma, has four legs: Satya, Daya, Tap, and Shauch. Satya meaning honesty, Daya compassion, kindness, Tap meaning renunciation and austerity, and Shauch meaning cleanliness, both outwardly and of our thoughts, inwardly. These are the four legs of Dharma, but in Kaliyuga, only Satya remains. The other three are gone. And Kaliyuga, in the form of that man, was even attacking that last leg of the bull. He was kicking him. And he was also beating up on Mother Earth, the cow. So Parikshit got a hold of him, and he was just about to kill him. And Kaliyuga, in the form of that man, fell at Parikshit's feet. And he begged him, he begged for his life. And he said, I am yours, I will follow any agya you give me, but please give me some place to reside. Don't kill me. So Parikshit said, okay, I'm giving you four places to reside. You can reside in dishonesty and lies, number one. Number two, alcohol and other intoxicants. Number three, hinsa, meaning violence and cruelty. And number four, lust and deep desire. These four places are the only four you can reside. Otherwise, you stay away. So Kaliyuga said, please just give me one more place to live. So Parikshit said, okay, you live in gold, in wealth. So these are the five residing places of Kaliyuga. When someone gets their mind involved or attached in any of these five things, then Kaliyuga has a strong effect on that person's mind. In the meantime, Uddhavji was telling Bhagavatam. Vajranab had installed his son on the throne and come with all the queens to listen to Bhagavad by Uddhav. And as soon as Uddhavji started telling Bhagavatam, all those people listening, they saw Krishna and gopis and gwalbals all around them, and all the Krishna leelas happening as Uddhav was telling Bhagavatam. And when he finished, all those queens, they entered into the divine world and didn't feel any more separation from Krishna. And all the other listeners, they joined in, they disappeared from this world, and they entered that, you can say, the divine dimension of Braj, and they joined in with Krishna's leelas. And even today, they're still there in Braj, playing with Krishna. But of course, only saints can see them. So Parikshit returned from his conquest of the earth planet and subduing Kaliyuga. And it so happened that one day he was out exploring in the jungle, and he became very tired and very thirsty, and he came upon Shamik Muni's ashram, just a small ashram. He was there. Shamik Muni was in deep samadhi. He was actually floating above his asana. He was so deep in samadhi. Parikshit entered the ashram in search of water, and he asked Shamik Muni, can you please give me some water? Of course, he didn't hear him. He was so deep in samadhi, but Parikshit felt insulted. I'm a king, and he's not I've come in his ashram and he's not even offering me water, and then when I ask him for water, he's not even giving it to me, and no one even offered me a place to sit. I'm so insulted. And he went out and he found a dead snake on the side of the path, and with his bow he picked it up and he tossed it around that sage's neck and he left. So when the sage's son returned to the ashram, Sringi, he saw that. He said, "Who did this to my father?" And he saw with his, he went into samadhi and he saw, oh, it was Parikshit. So he immediately cursed him. He says, "I curse you to die after 7 days. You're going to be bitten by Takchaksar, a deadly poisonous snake, and you're going to die." The Muni came out of his samadhi and he heard what his son had did, and he scolded him. He said, "That is our king, and you cursed him? You shouldn't have done that. Now you have to go and tell him at least what you've done. Tell him that he only has 7 days to live." So Parikshit found out, "I'm going to die in 7 days." So he wasn't worried at all. He didn't feel afraid. He just thought, this is a perfect chance for me to think about God. He put his own son, Janamejaya, on the throne, left everything, went to the bank of Ganga. He said, "I'm just going to think about God now." There on the bank of Ganga, when he got there, he was amazed to see that some eternal sages started showing up, like Vasishtha came to the same place on the bank of Ganga where Parikshit had come. Vasishtha came, Atri came, Agastya came, Gautam came, Parashuram came, Vedavyasji came, Naradji came, Maitreya came, Vishwamitra came. All these great eternal sages showed up. And he thought, how lucky am I? So he paid proper respect to them and he said, "Can you please," he told them that "I only have 7 days to live, can you please tell me some Krishna Leelas so that I can keep just thinking about Krishna until my death comes?" So when he said that, it was such a great sentiment, such a great thing to say. Basically, he took a breath. He just said, "I'm going to stay right here until I die and only think about Krishna." So the celestial gods came and showered flowers on him. And those munis, they said, "We're staying here with you until that time comes." So Parikshit asked them two questions. He said, "What should someone who is about to die do? Number one. And number two, also tell me this, what about someone whose death is not imminent, or at least they don't know that it's imminent, just an ordinary person, what should that person do?" And as he asked the question, who else showed up? Shukadevji Paramahans just appeared in the midst of all of them. And Shukadevji, of course, was given the highest seat of all, even amongst that August gathering. And after properly doing his puja, then Parikshit again asked him the same two questions. So Shukadevji said, "Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Shrotavyah Kirtitavyashcha Smartavyashchechata Bhayam." He said, "What you need to do is Shrotavyah Kirtitavyashcha Smartavyah." Three things: Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran. This is what Shukadevji said. If someone is about to die, they know they don't have much time left, they have to do these three things. Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran. Shravan means what you're all doing right now. You're listening to Bhagavad Vishaya, Bhagavat Katha. You're listening about God. You're listening to God's leelas. This is Shravan. Number two, Kirtan. Means singing God's name, singing His virtues, singing His leelas. This is Kirtan. And number three, Smaran. Smaran means remembering. See, Shravan you do with your ears. Kirtan you do from your mouth. But Smaran you do from your mind. So actually out of those three, Smaran is the most important. Smaran man ka kaam hai. So you can't get God realized from your mouth. You can't get God realized from your ears. Man eva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayo. Narad Puran says, mind alone is the cause of bondage and liberation. So Shravan and Kirtan are there to help us do Smaran. We should be doing Smaran of Krishna Leela, Smaran of the philosophy. Let's say you're sitting here listening to my speech. You're doing Shravan, right? But what if you start nodding off? Your ears are still there. Nothing wrong with your ears. But will you hear anything I'm saying? No, you won't hear or understand anything. So it means your ear plus your mind. Then you can hear and understand what I'm saying. Same thing if we're doing kirtan. Let's say we're chanting a leela of Krishna, but we're just saying the words and our mind is somewhere else, totally. So it means that's not real kirtan. Our mind should be engaged in what we're singing, what we're saying. That's real kirtan. So kirtan plus smaran. Shravan plus smaran, or just smaran, means close your eyes and think of Krishna. You're doing smaran. Or sing His leelas and think of Him. You're doing smaran plus kirtan. Or listen attentively to His leelas and to the philosophy. You're doing shravan plus smaran. But smaran is the most important. Manera smarana pran. Smaran is the pran of all the spiritual practices. Whatever you do, smaran has to be there. Your mind has to be attached to Krishna. If we're not remembering Krishna, then we're not doing Krishna bhakti. Where our mind is, that's whose bhakti we're doing. If we're thinking of the world, we're doing bhakti of the world, even if our mouth happens to be chanting Krishna's leelas or Krishna's name. So he told him, Parikshit, you have to do for the next 7 days, Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran. So I'm going to tell you Bhagavatam. And he told him the whole Bhagavatam within those 7 days. And one of the reasons that Shukdevji never said Radha's name, even though he's Radharani's Leelashuk, is that he loves Radha so much. If he says Radha's name, Radha, Radhe, he goes into Prem Samadhi for 6 months. He just says Radhe and he's gone. Parikshit had to hear the whole Bhagavatam in 7 days. He couldn't wait 6 months for Shukadeva to come back to waking consciousness. So for that reason, Parikshit heard the whole Bhagavatam from Shukadevaji within those 7 days, and he never took Radha's name directly, although she is mentioned indirectly in several places in the Bhagavatam. Many dozens of places she's mentioned with other names and indirectly in some places. So this is how Parikshit came to hear the Bhagavatam from Shukadevaji. Again, just, you can say, a few minutes later, after Shukadeva started talking to Parikshit, he again told him, Nahyato nya shiva pantha vishata sansrita miha vasudeve bhagavati yato bhakti yogo yato bhavet. He said, Parikshit, not only for you, someone who knows he's bound to die in 7 days, but for any person, says for the people who are caught up in the complications of this world. They're so busy. They have families. They have responsibilities. They're not like Parikshit sitting there on the bank of the river with only one focus. They're so scattered in their worldly life. For them also, the most important thing is bhakti yogo yato bhavet. Whatever develops bhakti in your heart, that is the most important thing. Then he went on to say, Bhagavan Brahma kartsnena trirandi chyamani shaya. Brahma, one time he did manthan of the whole Vedas. Three times. It means he went over the whole thing, trying to get what is the essence, what is the most important thing. And what he found was, tadadhyavasya kutastho ratiratman yato bhavet. He said, Krishna is the soul of your soul. Whatever develops rati for him, whatever develops love in your heart for him, that is the essence of all the Vedas, the essence of everything, the most important thing. Therefore, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, he says all the time, this is for an ordinary person now, not only you, Parikshit, but for an ordinary person, in all the time, in every situation, what are they supposed to be doing? Shrotavyah kirtitavyascha smartavyo bhagavan nirnam. Again, the same three things. Shravan, kirtan, smaran. So whether for Parikshit, who is basically about to die, he said you have to do shravan, kirtan, smaran. And for an ordinary person who has no idea when he's going to die and probably thinks he's going to live for many decades to come, that person also has to do the same three things. This is how we develop bhakti in our heart for the soul of our soul, Shri Krishna. Listen to his leelas, sing those leelas, and always remember him and his leelas. That is why Shukadeva Ji told him the Bhagavatam, so that he could get that from the Bhagavatam. And then it became, by the way, this was 3072 BC. The date of the first public discourse of the Bhagavatam by Shukadeva to Parikshit. So he also told him the whole Bhagavatam, now making it available for all the souls in the world. And that same Bhagavatam is available to us today. So on the basis of that, we do devotion to Krishna. We know about his leelas because of the Bhagavatam. Without Bhagavatam, how would we know about Krishna's leelas? And based on what's in the Bhagavatam, so many saints over the last hundreds and thousands of years have written in their own style, in their own language, about Krishna's leelas, but it's all based on the Bhagavatam. So that Bhagavatam is eternal. It was given by Krishna to Brahma, by Brahma to Narad, by Narad to Vedavyas, by Vedavyas to Shukadeva, from Shukadeva to Parikshit, and from Parikshit to all of us. But that Bhagavatam is eternal. It keeps getting reproduced on the earth planet. Whenever Krishna descends, the same Bhagavatam is produced by Vedavyasji and is made available here in the world. So on the basis of that, using that material that's given to us in the Bhagavatam, we can worship Krishna, and through that we purify our heart, and eventually we can have the divine vision of Krishna. We can see his leelas happening around us, just like all those people who were there hearing Uddhava's discourse on the Bhagavatam. They all actually saw Krishna and his leelas. So we will end today by singing another Krishna Leela. This one is a follow-up to the one that we heard yesterday, where the gopis came and complained to Mother Yashoda about Krishna's naughtiness. And I told you, we'll learn more about the gopis for now you can understand that all of Krishna's leelas are only to give ras, give the nectar of his divine love to saints. These are not ordinary people, while Bals, Mother Yashoda, gopis, these are great eternal saints who are qualified to receive that ras of Krishna's leelas. So these leelas are to be taken with that seriousness. Although they're fun leelas, we should also take it with respect and seriousness, that these are leelas we're not qualified to hear. If we were qualified, we would receive that bliss of the leela when we heard it or sang it or read it. So with respect, we should see this leela, try to imagine this leela happening in front of us, and try to open our heart and experience some of that bliss of that leela which Kripaluji Maharaj has imbued in the lines of this kirtan which we're going to sing now. While we sing this leela, you can try to imagine it really happening in front of you and just see the sweetness that this is Supreme God Krishna who's acting like a little boy and telling his mother that everything the gopis told you is a lie. And then he tells why are they making up all these things about him and how do they treat me, mother, when you're not around.
Asmujari maya
Maya.
Yeah. बोलो कृष्ण कन्हैया लाल की जय।
The last line means that Krishna is lying and gopis are both lying because gopis love Krishna's naughtiness more than anyone. They're only coming to Mother Yashoda to complain so that they might get another glimpse of Krishna. It's an excuse to come to the house. And Krishna complaining about the gopis, well, one of the reasons he loves coming down is that when he comes here, he can hear, for him, those galiyan of the gopis are bada madhur hain. Kripaluji Maharaj says, if someone just eats rasgulla all day long, eventually they're going to want some namkeen, a little change. So, there in the divine world, Krishna, you know, everybody's doing his stuti, doing his arti. Maharaji says he gets bored of that. He wants to come down and hear some of Gopi's sweet gali. So Krishna also loves to hear it. In fact, that's why he teases them. So because he's hopeful of hearing some taunting of the Gopis. So in fact, both are enjoying it. But they both complain to Mother Yashoda about it. So they're both big liars.
Liars, liars.
So tomorrow you're going to hear about... Actually, a story when Naradji met Bhakti, Gyan, and Vairagya in person. Bhakti meaning devotion, Gyan, knowledge, and Vairagya, renunciation. Gyan and Vairagya are sons of Bhakti. So one time Naradji met them on the bank of Yamuna River, and Gyan and Vairagya were very sick and old. So we get to find out why are they sick and old and how does Naradji go about curing them. And all, along with this, I'll be summarizing till this point and explaining in more depth why the Bhagavatam is beyond Gita. Many of you came for my past three Gita classes. We have 21 days of Gita. So one of the main focuses of this series is explaining that the Bhagavatam is quite a bit beyond the Gita. So those will be the topics for tomorrow. And we actually have a few minutes left, so if anyone has a question, you can ask.
Can I just make one request?
Sure.
When you quote Sanskrit slokas of Bhagavatam, mm-hmm. it would be very great of you and very kind of you if you quote the sloka number so we can enjoy that rasa of Sanskrit sloka with you.
Oh, you want me to do like Kripaluji Maharaj? I'm not at that level. I can't remember all the numbers of all the slokas.
You said that in the first one, the first day, you were quoting them, and I was enjoying.
There's only a few that I actually remember number.
Whichever you can.
I'll have to ask Kripaluji Maharaj to come and speak on Bhagavatam if you want the verse number for each one. I'll see what I can do.
If you're good.
Yes. Well, that was the public. That was the first public discourse of the Bhagavatam. So after that, Bhagavatam became famous and known by everybody. There are three, not counting Uddhava's discourse, which was more private. Actually, there are the first three famous public discourses. That was the first in 3072 BC. The next one was 200 years later by Gokarn to Dhundukari and all the public as well. That was in 2872. And then the third one was Sanakadik Parmahans to Naradji and all the public. And that was 30 years after that in 2842 BC. Any other questions? You have somebody? I'm not going to ask it now, right?
You can say one more minute.
Yeah, we can. We only have about 5 minutes.
Have some more us.
Yeah. I surprised you by letting you ask questions. If I had been letting you each day, I'm sure you would have had many questions. I'll also say that Kripaluji Maharaj's Hindi speeches come on television twice a day. Most of you know that. But there is a flyer here and also on the registration table that gives the timings. TV Asia in the mornings and Aaj Tak in the evenings, just for like 20, 30 minutes. So it's very nice if you understand Hindi. And sometimes the ones that come have English subtitles. I think the ones coming right now do have the subtitles on TV Asia. So we'll chant one more simple bhajan for 5 minutes and then we'll have the aarti. So while we're doing that, you can do smaran. Smaran means roop dhyan. You should picture Krishna in your mind while we're doing the chanting. You can think of a leela or it can just be standing there in front of you, but he should be there. With the words tonight, so we can pass those around as well for anyone who needs it. As I mentioned yesterday, all of the leelas that we're singing are in the Yugal Shatak and Yugal Ras books, which are on the corner of the table. So if you want to see many more, there's hundreds in there of such leelas. So turn to the side on your page that says Aarti of Radha Krishna, Yugal Sarkar ki Aarti.
Aarti Pritam Thank you.
मत सतगुरु सरकार की जय जय श्री राधे जय जय श्री राधे जय जय श्री